Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I'm going to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
The Gold Coast fallout continues. Firth Garth Brennan leaves as coach and now an Origin forward. About to be poached by some Sydney clubs. We'll find out very shortly. No MG this week, having a well-earned break. But the Western Sydney Walk of Fame continues. Yesterday it was Wade Graham. Today, Kangaroos, New South Wales, 96 Premiership play with Manly. Mark Spud Carroll. G'day, Spud.
Oh, good evening, mate. I've been waiting for my call to come off the bench to replace MG. So, as I said, from the western suburbs of Sydney, I'm from Parramatta, Gracelands area, and MG and I go back a long way.
As we discovered today, if you haven't already checked it out, get to our Instagram page, at Rush Hour Triple M. There is a photo of two 19-year-old units. Pretty impressive specimens. Shirts off. You and MG as 19-year-olds.
Yes, it was.
How long did you hold the breath in for on that photo?
Mate, back then you have to hold your breath. But going back then, the style was a mullet. I had the mullet and the flat top and the big ears. I'd end up growing into my ears. But can we get any closer? If you have a look at the photo, it's a bit striking, but MG and I, we've been mates. We used to bash the hell out of each other when we were young blokes under 18s. We're both 5'8", if you can believe that. And we're still mates.
Well, it's great to have you in here today, Spud. We've got lots to get through. And as I said, get to our Instagram page and check out that photo. It is an absolute ripper. And I agree, mate. You have grown into your ears. You're looking sharp as always. I know you're down in that. You've got your gym in Woolloomooloo, and you're shifting some heavy steel by the looks of it. You're popping out that shirt, Spud.
Oh, mate. I'm 52 years of age, mate. I'm still competitive. And no, as they say, mate, look good, feel good, smell good, that's it.
And you look good and smell good. Lots to get to today. We've got team lists ahead of round 18. We're going to have a chat about the Dragons in a little bit of bother towards the back end of the season. An amazing landmark for rugby league, the first female referee ever sent to officiate a game this weekend. But up next, we've got to talk about the Titans. Brent Reed's going to join us, because reportedly Jai Arrow is on the shopping list for a couple of Sydney clubs with a bit of money to spend. This is the Rush Hour. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Spud Carroll in for MG.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Liam Flanagan joined by Spud Carroll this afternoon. And Spud, a bit later on, all this week we're doing this with the people coming in for MG. We're going to give our audience the opportunity to ask you anything. All right? Are you going to be upfront and honest with them?
Always.
All right. You also get to decide the best question. Will get an NRL jersey of their choosing.
Yeah, that's one of my favourite subjects is talking to people and hearing some great questions. So we'll see how we go.
And answer and talking about yourself?
Oh, well, I'm pretty good at that.
Before all that, though, we've got to do this.
Reedy's Mail.
We bring in Brent Reed, part of the Triple M NRL family and from the Australian. G'day, Reedy.
Hello, gents.
Reedy, let's start it off. The Gold Coast Titans, it's a big story for a team at the bottom of the ladder, but before we get to the coaching position, worrying signs that one of their key forwards might be on the way out.
Yeah, look, I'm not sure if he's on the way out, Liam. Jai Arrow, but there's a host of Sydney clubs that are keeping a very close eye on Jai Arrow. He's got a year to go on his deal. On November 1, they can start bidding or making tabling official offers to Jai Arrow. And there's at least three clubs I know of in Sydney who are ready to do that. So come November 1, if Jai Arrow hasn't been extended by the Gold Coast Titans, there's going to be a real fight for his service. And we're talking, you know, clubs with big money in Sydney, the likes of the Tigers have got a bit more money, not from next year, but from the year after. Parramatta's got plenty. So they're looking at Jai Arrow. There's no doubt that if November 1 comes and Jai Arrow's only got a year left in his deal, you can bet your bottom dollar they'll be among the Sydney clubs that have a red hot go at him. And look, I think everyone's agreed in the past few days that when they get a coach in the Titans, they got to build the club around Jai Arrow and AJ Brimson. So Arrow's just crucial to their future. So they're fighting some storms on several fronts at the moment.
As a team, why wouldn't you want to chase this guy? I just love the way he plays. His go forward is exceptional, but he's got an engine of three guys. He just goes all day.
And my understanding is, Spud, he did a deal. The deal he's done with them was a few years ago, so he's not on huge money, given his sort of stature in the game next year. He's on not the biggest offer going around. You would have thought on the open market, he's a $600,000-$700,000 a year player, maybe more. So, you know, I'm sure he'd want to get an upgrade for next year as well if he was to get a new deal at the Titans. So I assume he'd want to know who the next coach is as well. So that means they've got to make a red-hot decision or a quick decision and a good decision for Joy Arrow in terms of the new coach, because he was one guy who, as I understand it, was a fan of Garth Brennan. So he's going to want to know who the coach is before he commits his future to the club, I imagine.
Spud, let me ask you. This kid's 24 years of age right now. He's played rep footy. He's probably thinking, not only where can I get the best contract, but also where can I win some football games? With that in mind, where's the best case scenario for him to land with his next contract, do you think?
Well, as Reedy said, he needs to work out who's going to be the coach firstly for the Titans. But if there's any sniffs around, and you've spoke to, you know, Parramatta and also the Tigers, mate, I'd be going for the Tigers. I've got a lot of high opinion of Michael Maguire as a coach, but as a mentor, I just think Joy Arrow would fit into anyone's pack.
Nice one. All right, well, speaking of coaching, Reedy, the Gold Coast Titans, that is the big vacancy right now. Kevy Walters has ruled himself out of the job. Who are the front runners?
Well, Kevy sort of ruled himself out, but I don't think he's out of the equation. No. I mean, we heard Dennis White yesterday speak really positively about Kevy. You know, I think the issue for Kevy is he doesn't want to have to go through another interview process and be out there in the media spruiking himself for a role. I think Kevy's at a point in his career where he probably thinks if they're going to, you know, if I'm going to get a job in NRL land, the club has to basically come to me. I think the Titans will come to Kevy. I think they'll ask him to throw his hat in the ring, and I'd be surprised if Kevy doesn't do that if the Titans approach him that way. I suspect they will do that. So I think Kevy's still probably in the mix. I wouldn't put a line through Kevy yet.
Reedy, what about Jeff Turvey? Has he had any mention? I just think his passion, his discipline, I think he's purpose-built for the Titans.
No doubt, Tubbs did a great job when he was at Manly. I suppose he's been off the radar for a while, Tubbs. But, you know, I'm not sure whether they go down that path. But, you know, as good a case as Tubbs is, I reckon there's some blokes who are in front of him before they go down that path.
Now, Reedy, this is the first turn of the coaching merry-go-round. Please tell me this is not going to have the domino effect that we saw last year, where all we talk about for the next 6 months is who's coaching where.
Well, isn't it amazing? We went through that last year. Everyone talked about bringing in coaching regulations and rules around coaches. What's happened to that? It's just completely disappeared off the radar. So it's still open slather. I mean, you know, we're here talking about, you know, Paul McGregor's suddenly under a bit of pressure down in St. George's Illawarra. He only did a 2-year extension a couple of months ago. So, you know, I don't think there's any realistic chance Mary will lose his job, but it's just intriguing that how quickly things can change. I mean, 1 minute you're a rooster in the coaching business, and the next you're a feather duster.
Spud, I see you want to jump in on the Dragons there. We are going to solve the Dragons a little bit later on in the show. Brent Reed, thank you. We'll see you Thursday night.
Cheers, guys.
It's the Rush Hour without MG. We've got his fellow hard man, Mark Spud Carroll, and the co-host, Jared, tonight. Sydney's 104.9, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
This is the Rush Hour, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Spud Carroll in for Mark Gorin. Spud, pretty happy with the music we've started.
Mate, I am loving the music. He's one of my favourite artists, Mossy. But geez, keep bringing it on.
Yeah, absolutely. Your chance to ask Spud anything, coming up very shortly, a chance to win an NRL jersey of your choosing. But first,
everybody's talked about them being the team of the future.
Triple M Rush Hours, Team List Tuesdays.
Heading towards round 18, this year has absolutely flown by. All right, Spud, let's start off with the 6 o'clock game on Friday night. It's the 15th place Warriors taking on the 9th place Sharks. You can hear this call on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Warriors unchanged, but the Sharks. Matt Moylan comes back in at fullback. Aaron Gray moves to the wing, and Josh Morris out with a broken nose. Kirk Capewell into the centres for Josh Dugan, who's also out with a hamstring. And then a little bit of shuffling as well with Paul Gallen coming back in at lock. The Sharkies, they get some ins, they've got some outs as well, but they need to make a run.
Yeah, they certainly do. They're nearly back to full strength, but I just think it all starts up front. They need to roll the sleeves up, bash them through the middle. They've been given it to Johnson, mate. What he needs to do, he needs to run the ball. Worry about his own game. Don't worry about the whole team. Just worry about, that's what they got him for his attacking weapon. He's up against his old side. He's got a point to prove. I think we'll see the best out of him.
Gordon Tallis made some comments over the weekend that he thinks maybe Dugan needs to look at retirement. Do you still think Josh has got some good footy in him?
He has, but I've got to agree with Gordon. The thing is, yeah, you're paying all this big money for these guys, and he's only averaging 10 to 12 games a year. Unfortunately, he's gone through a process of, maybe he's getting a little bit too old. I'm not too sure. Mm. But the recovery they do these days, he should be playing more games.
Mm. Well, with their side on paper at full strength, it's still, you know, it still can challenge. So we'll see how they go. As I said, yeah, they sit ninth on the ladder at the moment, outside the top eight. Another team fighting for a spot in that top eight is the Panthers. They're currently eighth. They take on the Dragons, 14th. This is Penrith Park, the second game on the Friday night. For the Panthers, massive return. Nathan Cleary back in to the team with Jerome Luai moving to the bench.
Well, I think it's a massive move putting that kid to the bench. For the last 2 weeks, without him, they don't win the game. I think the cohesion with Maloney has been excellent. But yes, they did have to bring Nathan Cleary in. This kid's now gone to the bench. I just don't know where they're going to use him. I just don't know where. His impact has always been brilliant. He's got great depth of hand. He's got an amazing step like Benji Marshall. Mm-hmm. I think he's a protege. As a kid coming through, you want to be like Benji. Mate, last week he scored an amazing try and set up one as well. But it'll be interesting to see what the coach Cleary does with the side.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to hold off talking about the Dragons because we're going to get to them in a bit more depth very shortly. They've made some changes. Ben Hunt being rested and James Graham named back in the side. But we're going to hold off on the Dragons for a moment. Dragons fans, make sure you keep listening. We're going to get to your side very shortly. And then what is probably the game of the round, the 3 o'clock game on Saturday. This one's at the SCG. You can hear this one right here on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Maroon, Wendell, Peter Sterling calling this one. The 4th place Roosters, who seem to be sliding, taking on the Newcastle Knights sitting 7th. The Roosters get back James Tedesco and Boyd Cordner. From Origin duty, and Kalen Ponga significantly back for the Knights.
Yeah, it is for the Knights. But, mate, I'll tell you a bit of a stat for our listeners out there. Since round one, they haven't had what they call the spine together. So Tedesco, Keary, Kronk and Jake Friend are actually together since round one.
First time since
round
one.
That's quite amazing.
That's the sort of preparation we wouldn't get with Mark Guy. But so
no, someone told me, mate. One of my mates sent it in to me, but I just think it's the first time together. They might be a little bit clunky, but they're class players. I just think we'll see the best of the Roosters. They've been on a bit of a slippy slide lately, a bit wobbly. Mm. I just think also the Newcastle Knights with Ponga, with his positive energy coming in, they're going to be boosting. Mm. Clemmer starting the matches again. It's going to be one hell of a game.
It's going to be one hell of a game. The other thing, I think Jake Friend moving back into that starting side allows Victor Radley to move to his lock position again rather than playing that hooking, which he seems better suited to.
Yeah, I've got to agree with you. I just think he's been outstanding filling in for a kid who can just... what I love about him, mate, is he can whack.
Oh.
If you want to run through the middle, mate, he'll make your teeth shudder.
That hit last week, I can't even remember who he put it on, but it was...
Well, the bigger the better. He just puts his... But for pound for pound, I think him and the kid from Melbourne, Smith, the young kid who comes off the bench, pound for pound, they're the biggest hitters I've seen in a long time.
Mm. Well, those are the key... Team changes ahead of round 18. There is some fantastic football, and as we said, some of those big games you can hear right here on Triple M. But up next, 133.53. If you have a question you've always wanted to ask Mark Spud Carroll, now is your opportunity.
On the sign out the front of my gym, it says, "Don't let fear hold you back." That's to our listeners.
Don't let fear hold you back. 133.53. Give us a call with your questions for Spud.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
This is the Rush Hour, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, Liam Flanagan here. No MG this week. Yesterday it was Wade Graham. Today, Mark Spud Carroll is in the hot seat. And Spud, we've opened up the phone lines, 133.53. Ask Spud anything. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, let's get into it. Jeff on the Central Coast, fire away.
Spud, which player put the fear into you most? Was it a teammate or a opposition player, and why?
That word fear. What is that, Jeff? Seriously, mate, no, I was never fearful.
I know you were fearless.
No, I was, mate, the way I was brought up from the west suburbs of Sydney, never show you hurt, always get up. I was more worried about my dad jumping the fence to keep me up the backside. And I've got to believe that, right? But, mate, the guy who always brought the best out of me was always poor Chief Harrigan. Some of our hits, collisions... They'll be their legacy. You'll see that back in 1995 when we had that massive collision. He tried to take my head off from a kickoff, and thank God I got up, mate. But unfortunately, that's the game we used to play. But fear, mate, I never was fearful of anyone.
Good question. Terry in Terry Hills, fire away.
Hi, Spud. Being a Manly supporter, my question relates to what you said at the end there. I've always wanted to know what you yelled at Paul Harrigan when he knocked himself out trying to knock you out.
He did. He tried to destroy me. But the thing is, if you look at the footage, you can see Dave Gillespie winding me up, and I flew over. And back then, we used to give it to each other, and it was never everything derogatory, mate. It was just The best thing I said to him was, mate, is that the best you got? But unfortunately, he was doing the old snoring.
Wayne on the Central Coast, your turn to ask Spud a question.
Hey, hey, guys, how are you going?
Going good.
That's the way. Hey, Spud, mate. It was you're an inspirational player throughout the years. It was just enjoyment watching you, especially with the hit-ups that you had and you know, more so from the Chiefs. So I guess there's a bit of a theme here, right? But look, you know, in essence, how were you able to walk away from the game with the, I guess, that inspiration, that challenging that you had for the game and come back into society and, you know, like try and walk away from it. Do you know what I mean?
It's, yeah.
It would have been, you know, a hard task. So I'd just like to understand how you're able to sort of, you know, put yourself back into society.
Yeah, it's a great question, Wayne. It's I found it bloody hard, mate. I retired at the age of 32. I ended up playing footy again at the age of 36 with Russell Crowe's side of all places, up at the Coffs Harbour. But mate, I found it very hard to let go of the game. That was my last year of playing rugby league. I've now tried to put that passion into my gym I've got in Sydney called Spuds. It was something I created after working with Russell doing a movie called Cinderella Man. And he goes, I think you should open up your own gym. And I went, you've got to be kidding me. And it all started. He could see the passion in my eyes. I'm still so competitive. Would I still like to give it a few players now? Yeah. I'm sure MG would say the same thing. But... The game has given us a great life, and it's amazing that I have people ringing up and they remember what we did, and I've put a smile on your face, mate. So thanks for the call.
That's a very good question from Wayne there. Leanne in Quakers Hill, your turn to ask about a question.
So my fondest memory is you knocking out the Chiefs at ANZ Stadium, but I wanted to know if there was just that one player aside from him that you either absolutely loved going up against or just absolutely dreaded going up against.
Mate, I love knowing Leanne's rung up, and I've actually put a smile on your face too, Leanne, but I guarantee you there was no one else. No one used to confront me as much as the Chief. The Chief would always bring the best out of me, and he knows that. We've actually turned out good mates, so I ring him quite often, and we touch base, seeing how things are going. We formed a legacy, and it's crazy that back then in 1995, people still talk about that hit.
Yeah.
You never see a hit like it.
No.
Because the way the game is these days, mate, I'm off for 8 weeks. It was a shoulder onto his chin, and my philosophy these days, you can tackle someone as hard as you can, but if you hit someone on the chin, it's automatic 6 weeks, and I'd be missing. But the Chief was always number one.
Well, let me come off that then, and a question similar to the ones that have been asked then. Who was the teammate you most love having alongside you on the field?
Alongside? I'd say Dave Gillespie, cement. When I signed up with Manly, I said, who are you buying, Bose? And he said, we're buying Terry Hill for outside backs, Craig Innes. And we're buying Dave Gillespie. And I said, where do I sign? He goes, do you want to know about the money? He said, no, I want to win a comp. And Dave Gillespie, nicknamed Cement, mate, you run into him, you're going to know you've been hit. And yeah. It was just great to have on the right-hand side of me.
I love that. All right, now is the time, Spud. You've got an NRL jersey to give away. Which of those questions did you like the most?
I've got to say Central Coast Wayne. Absolutely brilliant, mate. Brought some great memories back. And I'm glad I've, as I said, you've enjoyed what I did. And keep rocking, big fella.
Hey, Wayne, who's your team?
Yeah, thanks, Spud. Thanks, Liam. Really appreciate it. Go the Doggies.
Oh, go the Doggies.
Go the Doggies.
All right, Wayne, a Doggies jersey coming your way. This is the Rush Hour, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. I'm looking for my run sheet. What are we doing next? Oh, Dragons fans. Spud's going to tell us how we fix your season. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
This is the Rush Hour on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Liam Flanagan, no MG all this week, and today we have the one and only Mark Spud Carroll in the co-host chair. Now, Spud, Manu Vatavai officially announced his retirement last night. Bit of a cult figure. So the challenge I've put to you, and I believe you've prepared a list, you're going to give me your five top cult figures in about 10 minutes' time before 7 o'clock.
Done. Easy.
You got the list ready?
I had more than five. But I picked my top five.
You had to pick your top five cult figures. So Spud's top five rugby league cult figures is coming up just before 7 o'clock. But before that, we need to talk about the Dragons because they take on the Penrith Panthers this Friday night at Penrith Park. And it has essentially become a must-win game for this side, Spud.
Yeah, it certainly is, Liam. Mate, they're in a massive hole. But it comes to, I've been giving you a couple of stats tonight. Mate, they've got 5 Origin players, 2 English internationals, 2 Fijian internationals, 1 Samoan international. Mate, they should be doing miles better. They keep blaming the coach, right? Mm. Mate, it all comes down to the player individually doing your own job. They're waiting for a couple of players to come back. Yeah, it's going to be great to have James Graham. They certainly miss his leadership.
Mm.
They're resting Ben Hunt. Mate, he's on $1 million. They've got to win 6 from 8, and they're resting him. You've got to be kidding me, eh?
He's been replaced at halfback by Darren Nicholls. Obviously, Gareth Widder out with that long injury, but Nicholls will partner Corey Norman in the halves. Ben Hunt, surely they must have some rationale or reason where they go, well, if the margins are that fine on the run home, we need 6 from 8, Ben Hunt needs to be right to go for the last 7.
Yeah, I just think I watched their game last week, and it all comes down to attitude. Attitude starts in defence. Hurting people through the middle. There's too many arm tackles. And I was thinking with the support of the team at Wynn Stadium, the crowd won't turn up, mate. They're winners. They hate losing.
Mm.
They hate losing. So I just think they've got to win 6 from 8. Good luck.
Yeah, well, 2 wins since the bye, and it is a tough run home. For the most part, they play teams either in the top 8 or challenging for those positions. The easy games they've got are 2 games against the Gold Coast Titans. But, Spud, you were just saying off air that the danger with the Titans now, with Garth Brennan leaving, is that they could have a complete change of attitude.
Yeah, so they're playing the Melbourne Storm this weekend. Mm. If Melbourne go out there thinking complacency, oh, we're going against the Titans, got no coach, blah, 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 mate, they'll pull your pants down.
Mm.
So it's every game's on their merit, and I think the Titans certainly will get a shake-up. I just think with the Titans, the stock they've got up there, they should be going way better as well. Again, individually, worry about yourself. Don't worry about everyone else. Just worry about your own game. And I'll say that to the Dragons.
Well, the players on yesterday, Mau Meninga reportedly had an honesty session with the Gold Coast Titans players. So as you say, a danger game for the Melbourne Storm this weekend, but just a massive, massive game this Friday night. The Panthers taking on the Dragons, 8th v 14th. And, I think Mary McGregor made the comments over the weekend. He still thinks their team can win the comp.
Sure, he hasn't got a concussion. Seriously. Mate, Mary, you got to win 6 from 8 and you want to win the comp. But, mate, good luck. I love Mary. I played footy with him for Australia, and his passion's always been outstanding. And every coach thinks they're going to win every game. But at the moment, mate, it all comes down to the players. Who's going to roll their sleeves up and have a dig?
Well, we'll find out Friday night. This is the Rush Hour. Mark Spud Carroll in for MG Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We've got a great news corner coming up. Not a good news corner, a great news corner. A landmark for the NRL happening this weekend.
Triple M, Sydney traffic.
In the CBD, a bumper-to-bumper run with the bus broken down southbound on York Street at Druid Street, blocking Lane 3. At North Richmond, look out for a 2-car prang on Bells Line of Road coming up to Charles Street, blocking one of the westbound lanes. And the Triple M5 still very slow for the run inbound, heading into that main tunnel at Bexley North through the roadworks. Delays now back toward Belmore Road. Fitness First are cutting gym prices. You can get up to 12 weeks of your membership half price. Visit fitnessfirst.com.au to find out more. Available today only. Conditions apply. I'm Sheena Ma with the latest traffic. You're driving home with MG and the Rush Hour. Now wake up with Moonman in the morning on 104.9 Triple M.
Everything you need to know in the world of sport. And the occasional bit about Bernard Tomic.
No one likes him anymore.
Triple M's Rush Hour with MG.
No MG this week. Liam Flanagan here as always. But Mark Spud Carroll is in the co-host chair and just quietly doing an outstanding job, Spud. Getting very good feedback on the Triple M socials at Rush Hour Triple M. Nothing but positivity.
Mate, I've always wanted to be on the show. I absolutely listen to every night going home from the gym, and outstanding. Thanks for the invite.
All it's taken is MG to have a week off.
The big fella's got to go and refresh the batteries, but, mate, it's in good hands.
Well, I reckon after he's heard you, he'll never take a week off again. I think he's gotten a little bit nervous. Hey, thanks to Paddy's Markets, let's do this.
Good news, everyone.
It's good news.
It's the Rush Hour's Good News Corner.
The good news keeps on coming.
Triple M.
Yeah, good news corner. For those who haven't heard it before, a little break that we started doing to celebrate the positive news from the world of sports. And today, it is about one woman. Her name is Belinda Sharp. And on Thursday night at Suncorp Stadium, she will become the first female referee in the history of the NRL, beg your pardon.
I've come to realise that my role in inspiring and encouraging other females to become involved in the game is quite important, but I also think that just me doing my job, if that encourages other females to become involved, then I think that's a really positive thing. I don't necessarily think I need to do anything differently, but if, you know, obviously if they can see that there's a pathway, there's an opportunity, and they can make it to this level, then I think that's really good.
She'll officiate alongside lead referee Ben Cummins this Thursday night, Spud.
I think it's great breaking ground for the NRL. Magnificent achievement. You can hear it in the way she spoke, the trepidation of the voice to ring up her mum and dad to say, Lord, you know, it's like playing first grade.
Yeah.
It's like playing, you know, your first game of first grade and doing that to your mum and dad. And you can hear that in the voice, and I think she's well deserved.
Absolutely. And I think you heard Graham Annesley at the NRL was speaking about this today. And the indication, if you read between the lines a little bit, Casey Badger, who's obviously a part of the full-time squad of the referees as well, you get the indication from Graham that Casey Badger might be in line for a on-field first grade debut as well this year, which is exciting.
They don't go holding anyone back. If they're good enough, put them out there.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to seeing how the players react, but I think she's done quite a few games officiating, and I think she's going to be a great success.
Yeah, and outstanding. So that good news corner, thanks to Paddy's Market, celebrating the start of the footy season with a barbecue. Visit Paddy's Markets for all your fresh food. Visit paddysmarkets.com.au. This is the Rush Hour. No MG, Spud Carroll. And up next, Spud has prepared his top five cult figures of rugby league. Can you give us a clue of one of them?
He's working for a radio station.
Oh, this
and
one?
It's AM.
Oh. Spud, you're not meant to talk about the opposition.
You told me to talk about someone.
Up next, Spud Carroll's top five cult figures from rugby league. Sydney's 104.9, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It is the Rush Hour, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, with a very happy Mark Spud Carroll. Spud, you walked in today and you said, you don't play enough AC/DC. Well, there it is for you.
Mate, the fifth song and you've hit gold.
No MG this week. He's having a well-earned week off. Wade Graham in yesterday, Spud in today. It's been an absolute pleasure. But before we go, the retirement of Manu the Beast Vatavai. He officially announced his retirement last night, and the career that man had, 14 season with the Warriors, 152 NRL tries, 10th all-time, the Beast. He was an outstanding. He just knew where the try line was.
Yeah, for such a big man, God, he could play. Yeah. He was. Imagine trying to take him on head-on. Thank God I'd be retired by the time that guy started playing footy, but he's retired, and congratulations.
Absolutely, an outstanding career, and a genuine cult figure as well. Not only a fantastic player, but a cult figure. He had a cult following around the NRL. So I've set you the task, Spud. You are going to name your top five rugby league cult figures in a little segment we do called, I got that power. I got that power. I got that power. 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 Yes, cult figure power rankings. All right, Spud.
Well, you gave me five. I picked 10, then I had to narrow it down to 5. So,
who are some of the names that missed out?
Oh, gee whiz. How do we go? MG's got to be in there.
Yes, yes.
Jeff Turvey.
Yes.
Steve Beaver Menzies.
Yes.
He made Headgears look great.
He did.
But the five I go for, the first number five is George Rose. Went from Manly to St. George. I love that when he played for the St. George Dragons, he certainly was a large lad.
Yes.
And he certainly filled out that magic white V, red V jersey. He was, and didn't care less. He never tuck it in. It was always hanging out. But George Rose, number five,
gave big men hope. And he's now an actor.
So he should be.
Yeah,
he's outstanding. I just think he's my number five. Number four.
Hold on, I've got to play that. I've got to play this thing for you, Spud.
I love it. No, as a kid coming through, always wanted to play first grade. Finally got to play against this guy. Played for the Balmain Tigers, Kerry Hemsley. His nickname Buckets, because the size of his head, it was huge. He had the big beard, he had the mullet, and I call that the full package. So yeah. I'll go for Kerry Hemsley, number four.
And for those that maybe might not remember Kerry, have a Google of him. In fact, you know what, producer Charlie, we'll get a photo of Kerry up on our Instagram page, at Rush Hour Triple M. That is one of the all-time great profile shots on a footy card. He has it's ginger hair. He's got the moustache, the handlebar moustache that joins up to the beard. It's an outstanding look. I'd love to see someone bring it back in the current age. All right, we're doing Spud's top five rugby league cult figures.
Three.
Number three, I was out retired as well, and this guy come on the scene for Manly. David Williams, Wolfman.
Oh, the Wolfman.
Remember the Wolfman?
Was in here the other day.
I love the Wolfman. He actually did a couple of weeks when I did my ankle at Spud's gym, but he's, remember he went the pink hair?
Yes.
And he's got this massive beard. He can grow a massive beard. I can't grow a beard. I'm lucky to have a shave now. But he was a wacky character.
Yes.
And I just think he was, you know, we talk about characters in the game, and we haven't got many of these days.
No.
And I just think he's definitely one.
Yeah, no, the Wolfman was in here the other day. He's now, he's a personal trainer now, so, yep. But he plays ice hockey as well.
Yeah, he's a beast. He's certainly, as I said, he's wacky. He destroyed a few people in my gym. Had him in there, and one of the blokes went and said, mate, never get him back here again.
Oh, I love it. All right, here we go.
Two.
Well, as I said, he works for a radio, and he's very good on radio, and that's AM.
Yes.
So I do listen to it in the morning sometimes. Piggy Riddell. He was
Piggy.
The first of the many who started doing these antics for scoring a try, and
yes.
I think it's probably world class. He scored the try down there at Wynn Stadium, jumps the fence,
yep.
And then started to proceed to clap.
It was outstanding.
It was one of the best highlights ever.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right. And that the word you said before, character, you're right. It is. We sometimes we ask football players to be so straight down the line that you lose the characters out of some of them. So it is great when those sort of characters emerge.
Yeah, no, well, characters, they're hard to find, mate. I think they're very few, especially in the game these days, but these are certainly ones that have made a name for himself.
All right, well, there is the list of five thus far. So we are down to the number one spot on Spud Carroll's top five rugby league cult figures. Here we go.
One.
Well, he was a large character. He was about 6'5". He could play at 110 kilo. He could certainly play. But everything was big about this guy. Yeah, he used to have massive hair, big hair. He then got big teeth. His name's Willie Mason.
Oh,
for our listeners
Willie.
Out there, but one of the favourite things and one of the funniest things I've ever seen, he was playing a game and he went to play the ball and he was up against one of his mates. I think it was one of the Tarek Sims, one of the brothers. Anyway, he grabbed him on the old fella. If someone grabs me on the old fella, I'm going to start swinging. You know what he did? He smiled. So, Willie Mason, mate, you are my number one character I've ever seen in my life of rugby league.
That's outstanding. And actually, if people haven't seen it, the audio of him when he got mic'd up for Sturlo's old show on
Brent.
Fox, when he was playing for the Knights, the commentary, like, he just looks like, yeah, he's scary to play against, but he looked like he would have been fun too. So there it is, the top five cult figures of all time for Spud Carroll, George Rose, Kerry Hemsley, the Wolfman, Dave Williams, Piggy Riddell, and Big Willie at number one. It's a pretty good list. And Spud, can I just say, you have been a pretty bloody good co-host filling for MG.
I've certainly enjoyed it. I've been waiting on the bench, as
yes.
they say. Thank you.
Well, look, if MG calls in sick, we'll call you up from the bench again.
Mate, you know where I am.
This has been The Rush Hour with Spud Carroll and the co-host, Jess, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. On behalf of MG, stay random, Sydney.